Okay, Tom, welcome back to our continued series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. We're on Yevamot Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the very top of the Amud, second word. And we are in the middle, as we've been in the last few days, we've always picked up in the middle of a discussion. We're in the middle of analyzing a Braita which contradicted itself. Braita was on Daf Yod Amud Bet, and it was used really to play Rabbi Yochanan off against Rish Lakish and their attitude towards the status of the Tsarot vis-a-vis the Achim after Chalitza. To go back, it said, "Acholitz levimto v'chazav v'kid shalmei tzricha chalitza v'nachin." Right. So, if somebody is mekadesh his own chalutza and then he dies, she needs chalitza again. Mashma that their kiddushin was tofes. Right. And then the sefer said that amar achad v'nachin v'kidsha in la lav klum. If one of the other brothers is mekadesh her, then there's nothing there. Which goes against everything that we've seen, noting that it actually seems to support Rish Lakish because it indicates that possibly if the brother who did the Kiddushin is the one who did the Chalitza, then indeed Rish Lakish says, yeah, there's a law in Kiddushin Tofes. The Seifa seems to support Rish Lakish totally because it says, that all of the other ones, there's no Kiddushin. So he said, that's Rabbi Akiva. We had another way to look at it. Ravashi, Savala Karbi Kresh Lakish. Ravashi supports Rish Lakish's reading of Braita. Umetarets La Karabi Shimon. He explains the Braita, the problematic half, which is the first half, being according to Rabbi Shimon. Ravina Savala Karbi Yochanan. Ravina holds the Braita's like Rabbi Yochanan. Umetarets Karabonan. And then he explains the troubling second half. As being like Rabbana. Let's see how it plays out. Ravashi Sabra La Karishna. By the way, the Rishim and Rabbana that we're talking about is the Rishim and Rabbana we've been talking about for the last couple of days about the status of Eshin Achiv Shalohaya Ba'olamo, the definition of that. Ravashi Sabra La Karishlokish, in other words, that all the other brothers still have a karate towards the Tsarot, including the one who got Chalitza. Umataris La Karishun, meaning Hacholitz Livimto Vachosav Akichot Tzricha Chalitz Min Achim. Now, in the Reisha, which was troubling for Rish Lakish, it says that that she still needs chalitza from the other brothers. Now, man achin, achin hayilodim. The brothers means newborn brothers, brothers that are born after the chalitza happens. Keman Kerbi Shimon. That's for Rabbi Shimon, who says that if somebody is born after the chalitza happened, he is no longer a status of Eish Achim Shalaya Balamo. Amar achad min hanilodim mekidsha. So therefore, if one of the Noladim is Mekadesh, or Ein La Alav Klum, come on, Kresh Lakish, that supports Kresh Lakish, because after all, once she had a Chalitza, then she still has a Kari towards all the other brothers, including the newborn brothers. Now, Ravina Savar Lak Rabbi Yochanan. Ravina says the Braita goes like Rabbi Yochanan. Umetaretz La Alibet Arbonan. Right? Hacholetz Li Vimta V'chazav Akitshot, Tzricha Chalitza Min Ha'achin. Right? That's the first part. Man Achin, Achin HaNoladim. Meaning the brothers who were already born. Keman Kerbi Yochanan. In other words, that any of the brothers who were around now have a status of lav, and therefore there is still his kiddushin and she needs chalitza from them. Amar achad min hayilodim v'kidsha. If one of the newborn, the kids who were born after the death of the original brother, comes along, ein la lav klum. Right? Then there's nothing. Why? Keman Kerabonan. Good. Now itmar. Habal yivama uva echad min ha'achin al tzarata. So this is a sort of parallel case where one of the brothers does Yibum, and then one of the other brothers has Bia with the Tzarat. What's the status? So it should be straightforward. According to Rish Lakish, it's Karet. According to Yochanan, it's a lav. So Pligi Rav Acha V'Ravina, Chad Amar B'Karet, Chad Amar B'Asei. He says it a little bit different, that the position of Rabbi Yochanan is a lav if there was Chalitza done. But if there was Yibum done, then it's an assay, and what's the assay? The assay is, well, we'll see in a second. Madam Rekareh Kirish Lakish, Madam Rekareh Kirbi Yochanan. And what's the assay? Take a look at the first pasuk on the page, and I added the key drasha. Loivnet Beit Achiv, what's the drasha? Beit Achadu Boneh Veino Boneh Shnei Batim. Right? So in other words, once one of the wives of the deceased brother has had Yibum, there's an Isur Asei to have Bia with any of the other ones. There's no Lav, because there's no Lo Yivne here, and there's no Karet to Karim Yochanan, because that was all lived. Now, Om Yonam Arav. Here we're going to deal with something that we mentioned much earlier in the Masech. And that's Tzarat Sota. Meaning, a woman had an affair, and before anything else happened as a result, like a divorce, her husband died. So now she falls to the brothers. She doesn't have Yibum, but the Tzarot don't have Yibum either, according to Rav. Tzarot Tzara Sota Asura. Why? Because Tumak Tiba Ka'arayot. Take a look at Pasuk number 2 on the page. I'm referring to a Sota, it says Nitma. Referring in Pasuk number 3 to all the Arayot, it says Al Titamu B'cholayla. Good. Meitiv Rav Chista challenged Rav Shimon Omer Bi'ata Ochalitzata Mi'achav Shorishon Poteret Tzarata. This is talking about a woman whose husband went off to sea and was lost, and based on the testimony that they have, the Beit Din allowed her to get married, and she did, and then the husband comes back, and then afterwards he dies. So the either Yibum or Chalitza is Poter Letzarot, which means she is a Bat Yivama. This is what we call a Sota de Rabbanan. I'm claiming that a Sota Doraita who out and out had an affair and is also a Baala is Potter. And you're trying to disprove it from a Sota Dorabanan? So the Kari line, my Kari line, indeed, why didn't he even bring it up? So Kasama called Tikkun Rabbanan came to write to Tikkun because he was thinking perhaps that everything the Rabbanan Matakein, the Matakein as akin to being a Doraita. Therefore, he had to say no, that it's not the same. Now, Meitiv Rav Ashi, Nichasai Mo L'Seita, V'Shaitai Mo K'dei Tuma. This is the classic case of a Sota, meaning a Safik Sota, a woman who we suspect of having an affair and has to go through the whole procedure. Let's say the woman, after Kinui, after the warning, goes in with the suspected philanderer and goes into a private place and is there long enough, Asur L'Veitav, Asur L'Chol B'Truma. She's not allowed to be with her husband anymore, and if coins, she can't eat Truma anymore until things are settled. V'Mei Choletzit V'Lo Mitabemet. But if her husband dies, she still has chalitza, right? Not a lot of yibum. We'll see why much later in the Masechet. But she does have chalitza. So, Harav, Amina l'cha'ana sota v'adai, v'amar li'atza sota safek. I'm talking about a sota v'adai, meaning a woman who had an affair, and you're bringing a raya from safek. U'maisha sota v'adai mishum v'chtiv batuma, sota safek nami tuma k'tiv ba. So the challenge to Rav is both a sota v'adai and a sota safek have the word tuma attached to their status. So they should both be the same, not the Sota Rabbanan that we had when the husband went away, but this one who's suspected. How do we know that a Sota Safek is called Tamei? Watch this. The Tanya Rabbi Yosef ben Kifer Omer, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Hamachzir Grisha Tomina Nesuim. Now remember, you take a look at Pasuk number 4 on the page, which is a whole Parsha, and Parsha Kitet say, when a man marries a woman, and then divorces her, and she goes to another man, and that second man divorces her or dies. He's not allowed to come back to her original husband. It's a law called Machzir Grushato. We talked about it on Daf Gimel. And now, so Rabbi Yosef ben Kifer says that if it's Minan Nisuin, meaning she fully married the second guy, and the second guy either died or divorced her, Asura, then she's not allowed to come back. Minan Irusin Mutera. Why? Mishum Shinamar, Acharya Sharu Tama. Because the text says that he cannot marry her acharya sharhu tama'a. The notion is that once they had relations together, that's already the disfiguring thing, if you will. Right? Chacham say, once she does kiddushim with another guy, that's it. Alamani mekayim acharehu tama'a. So why does it say acharehu tama'a? L'rabot sota shenistara. Oh, so that means chachamim learn the word tuma'a is a description of a sota, a safek sota. Right? Sota shenistara. My nistara is nistara. I mean nivala, meaning she really had relations. So my kari le nistara leish tamal yanakad. Euphemistically, we say she was in seclusion. All right. So we're arguing now that really what Chachamim meant when they said tuma refers to a sota is they meant to a sota vadai. So nivala tuma mehegyuktiba. What are you talking about? You don't need to start stretching from Machzir Grushato to tell me that a vadai sota is not allowed to be with her husband. Nistara he need ma. So the make them all abalav. The answer is no. That only describes her as a tmeah. This parsha then creates a lav, which means now that our challenge to Rav is good. Which means it seems that a safek sota is equally called tmeah like a vadai sota, and therefore should be equally poter the tzarot. Yosef ben Kifer lav besota leitle. Afilu zanoi nami. So Rabbi Yosef ben Kifer says there is no such law with a sota, even if she was Vadai Sota, Maitama Havaya V'Yishu Ktiba. Right? Because in this parsha of Machzir Grushato, it says V'Halcha V'Haita L'Ish Acher, it's full Kedushin there, etc. And therefore, this cannot be referring to a Sota. Good. Now, that's the setup. Ba'am Minei Rav Yehuda Mirav Sheshet. So Rav Yehuda asked Rav Sheshet the following thing. Machzir Grushato Mishini Seit. So a woman, man divorced his wife, she married another man, she had Nisuin, and then she gets divorced, and he marries her back. Umet. And then he dies. Tzarata Mahu, what's the status of her tzara? Now, Alibir Rabbi Yossi ben Kifer lo tibayilach. According to Rabbi Yossi ben Kifer, who says that the whole parsha is about Machzir Grushato, given Rabbi Yossi ben Kifer, Tuma b'Machzir Grushato hu dechtiva, since the word Tuma here is about Machzir Grushato, which is the Pshat, Tzarata kamotah, then the tzara is straight up. V'imishim dechtiv ba toivahi, or because the last part of the thing says toivahi, that it's a toiva, and the drush is he toiva v'in baneha toivin. That's an important drush in Yuchsin. That the Machzir Grushato, she's a toiva, she's an abomination, but not her children, which means her children are not in any way stigmatized. But the impression is, havetzarata toiva, but her co-wives are also toiva. So according to Yosef and Kifer, for two reasons, I have no question that Sarah doesn't do Yibum, either because only her children are excluded from her status, not her co-wives, or because it says Tuma. Kiti boilach alibid Rabbanan. Our only question is according to Rabbanan. Afagavdam Rabbanan Tuma besota hurichtiv, even though Rabbanan said that Tuma refers to Sota, and therefore the Machzir Grushato, even though it's in the Parsha Machzir Grushato, we're pulling it out to Sota. Ein mikra yotzei midei pshuto. Nonetheless, the Pasuk essentially means what it means. It's talking about Machzir Grushato, which means Machzir Grushato is also Tuma, which means Tuma is extended to Sota, but not moved to Sota. Perhaps since it's applied to Sota, we ignore the fact that it's Machzir Grushato. I mean, Machzir Grushato doesn't have the word Tuma associated with it at all. And therefore, there's no issue, there's no prohibition of Yibum. So that's one version. The other way to look at it is that there's no question, according to Rabbanan, that the Sarat Machzir Grushato certainly has Yibum. Kevad Itakar Yakar, because after all, we moved the Tuma in that Pasuk to being about Sota. Itiboy lach alibir Rav Yossi ben Kifer, we're asking Kor Rav Yossi, my, afagav Rav Yossi ben Kifer Tuma Machzir Grushato urichtiva, even though Rav Yossi ben Kifer said that the Tuma here is really about Machzir Grushato, mi'ed rachmona hitoiva vein sarata toiva. Perhaps when the Torah describes this woman as a toiva, it means she and nobody else, meaning not even her co-wives. Or maybe we accept the mainstream drasha, which is she's a toiva, but not her children. Her children are not stigmatized, but hatzarata toiva, but the co-wives are, which means that we don't know, we can play it all different ways now, as to whether or not sarat machzir grushato it has yibum. So I'm relating to it. So Rav Yehuda answered Rav Sheshet as follows. Rav Sheshet answered Rav Yehuda as follows. Tinitua, we have a Mishnah that says, Haita achat mikshera achat psula. Let's say two women fell, two tsarot, fell to one brother, and one was kasher and one was pasul. Maya choletz choletz la psula. If you can do chalitza to the psula. Remember, you only have to do one. So take the psula and do chalitza to her. But if you can do yibum to the kshera. Now, what does this mean? My kshera, my psula, what does it mean? Yilav kshera, kshera la'alma. Kshera means, let's say, a woman who's not a divorcee. A psula, psula la'alma. A psula is one who is a divorcee, meaning for Kohanim. And this guy's a Yisrael, but for Kohanim, this one's kshera, this one's pasul. Came into the day chazi, my nafkalimini. But since he's a Yisrael, and she's ra'ui to him, so what's the difference which one he married? So Allah kshera kshera lei psula psula lei. Must be that she's kosher to him, not kshera as a general worldly status, but kshera within this relationship. My niu machzir grushato. So it must be that the psula is one who the dead brother was a machzir grushato. He had divorced her and then taken her back after she married somebody else, and you see that he does chalitza with her, right? Even her, not just her tzara. And even the possibility of yibum is there, but they say no, do yibum with the kshera. So that proves that Machzir Grushato herself has Yibum and Chalitza, right? Lo, li'olam k'shera k'shera lam psula psula lama. No, we go back to our original read. The k'shera means, in general, like a non-divorcee, and psula is like a grusha. Ka'amar kevin de dehu achazya manafka le'mina. But and since we said since this guy's a Yisrael, what do we care if he does the Yibum on the Grusha or the Yibum on the non Grusha? So Mishum to Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Kanshana Rebbe. Rav Yosef quoted Rebbe as saying it's referring to this that Rebbe had the famous aphorism: Lo yishpoch adam mevaro v'achem tzichim lahem. Don't throw out water that other people need to drink. In other words, if you've got two women, one of and you're going to be give chalitza to one of them. One of them is a kshera lakuhuna, the other is psula lakuhuna. If you do chalitza to the kshera lakuhuna, then both of them can't marry a kohen because a kohen can't marry a chalitza. If you do the chalitza to the one who's psula lakuhuna, you make her no worse off. The other one could still marry a kohen. She's simply a widow. Good. Now, Toshma, we're going to see a parallel sugi with this, which will take us to the end of today's session. Hamachzir gushato mishni, say ti vitzarata choletze. So, this is bizarre. He, vitzarata sakadaitach. What? She entered sarah. Nobody ever has that. Alaima ohi otzarata. Meaning, the chalitza could happen with either her or the tzara. Olav terutze kamatarzet la? Didn't we already fix it? Taritachi. Here's that, how we read it. He choletzet. That it's not true that either one of them could do chalitza and that's it. That Sarah could do chalitza or yibum, right? And that's how we sort of leave it that Sarat amachzir gushato could do yibum. Now, Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan boy, Rabbi Yochanan asked the following question: Amachzir gushato mishni seit tsarata mahu. He asked the same question: what's the story of the tsara of the machzir gushato? Rabbi Yami v'tibay lach hi gufa. So why don't you ask about the Machzir Gushato herself? Why ask about the Tzara? So according to this first version, he goof alone coming by Eli. I have no question that the Machzir Gushato cannot have Yibum. Why? So in Kalvachomer, the Mutala Surah, after all, she wasn't really even allowed to live with her own husband. Right? Because Machzir Gushato. Basur la lokol shekain. So certainly his brother, who she was also to as an Eshet Ish and as an Achot, an Eshet Ach, certainly she can't marry. My question is the tzara. My, me, alim kal v'chomer l'midchit tzara olo. Is the kal v'chomer that we just posited strong enough to push away the tzara also? Or perhaps the mitzvah is doche. Right? Olo. Rav Nachman Yitzchak matni achi. Rav Nachman Yitzchak had a different version. Rav Chia bar Abba bar Yerubi Yochanan machzir gushato mishni said no. And his question wasn't about the tzara. His question was about the machzir gushato herself. And according to this version, Rabbi Yami asked the opposite question. Why are you asking about the Mazur? Ask about the Tzara. And the answer is Tzarata lo kami ba'ile. I have no question about the Tzara. The lo alim kal v'chomer, imidchi Tzara. The kal v'chomer that we just posited is not strong enough to get rid of the Tzara. Kami ba'ile, he gufa. My question is about the girl herself. My, mi alim kal v'chomer moka mitzvah. Although, is the kal v'chomer strong enough to push away a mitzvah or not? Amalei, tini tua. So he brought the same breita. Right, again, two women fall to you. One is kasher, one is pasul. Going to the same thing we did before. How do we interpret it? We started ilayim akshera kshera l'alma psula psula l'alma. In other words, one's a grusha and one's not. So kshera l'alma came under the day chazi my nafka le'mina. Since he's a yisra, what do we care if it does the, if he's miyabim the grusha or the non grusha? Along sherek sherele psula psula, it must be that she's kosher pasul within the relationship. My new machzir grushato, tani im hayami abemi abem lak shera, which means you could do yibum on machzir grushato. We just say you should do it on the other one. Lo sherele lama psula the alma. No, we go back to our original read. The sher and psula here are general status statements, not relational statements. Kamar kevin li dech chaya chazia my nafka le mina. You said since he could marry her. And what does he care if it's the grusha or not the grusha? Rav Yosef, man kanshna Rabbi lo yishpoch adam mevaro v'achem tzrichim lahem. Again, the same lesson that Rabbi taught, which is that he taught that a person should not throw out good water when other people need to drink it. In other words, here's a woman who's kshera, and you're going to do chalitz on one of them. Don't do chalitz on her because then you pasul her for kuna. Take the one who's already pasul the kuna and do chalitz on her. So, Emir Hashem, tomorrow in the next podcast, we will complete our way all the way to the Mishnah. And Daf Yod Gimel. Everyone should have a wonderful day.